Good morning. We are the Gen Z Public Relations Podcast. We are the students of the SPR group. I am Adrian Wallace. I am a communications major with a concentration in public relations.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Simone Johnson. I'm a communications major and a concentration in public relations.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Ali, and I am a sports management major with a concentration in public relations.
And good morning, everybody. I'm Angelica Miles. I'm a graduating senior majoring in sports management with a focus in public relations.
Now, if you like this podcast, thank the SPR group, which was established in January 2011. The SPR group is the capstone strategic public relations course in the communications department at Bowie State University. The course operates as a student PR firm for students to get hands-on experience and enhance their skills to better prepare them for internships and their career. SPR students also produce blog articles, websites, and social media content, YouTube videos, a newsletter, and events. Check out our website at sprgroupstudentfirm.weebly.com.
Let's dive right into today's topic of how we have become overly dependent on technology. Technology has changed over the past 20 years. Technology has made our lives easier and has given us new ways to learn about things we are interested in. According to WorldCitizenUnited.org, they state technology has changed people's behavior and has made people become lazy. I definitely do agree with that for the simple fact that we have been living in a pandemic for over 2 years where we just had to rely on technology. For me, I think it is a twofold type of conversation because technology has benefited me through my college career, but it also has set me back. Technology has really changed for the simple fact that now you go into grocery stores and there are no more people at the registers. There are all self-scan, you know, and that really has changed because 20 years ago, we had people, you know, standing there being able to check us out, but things have really changed. I also have another example that we have really lost a face-to-face interaction. I mean, everybody's always on their phones. We don't really get a chance to really live in the moment and enjoy what we're doing because we're always on our devices. What do you guys think?
Now, I agree with everything you just stated. I really think that the pandemic has made us even more dependent on technology because, you know, it has turned to a thing where not only are we using it for our social needs, but, you know, like also our recreational needs, as you mentioned earlier, when it comes to like Instacarting, there's different ways you can go online on your device and get groceries, or if you want to order food through DoorDash. So there's this gap that we're going through right now where like technology is taking over our daily lives, and it's in our beneficial needs because, you know, it can definitely help us with life and make things more easier.
Right.
But also it can also become a burden because we're depending too much on technology when, you know, we're losing the ability to do normal things that we were doing 5 years ago.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. That's why I feel like it's hard for teens to not be so, like, dependent on technology. Many teens, they suffer from, like, technology addiction, like feel extreme anxiety when separated from their digital devices. Mm-hmm. And from a news article from Newport Academy, they said that like these emotional symptoms are seen as like substance abuse, like the same, like they mirror the same as drug withdrawals. And I just that is big because not only like is it, you know, taking over the generation's mind, but causing them to have like other side effects, like other issues that may hinder not only, you know, school life but home life and, you know, just social interactions overall.
I want to stay on that because there's not enough, you know, light that's shown on the overuse of technology and how it can affect your mental and your physical health.
Right.
And there are many negative impacts on the physical health, which can include sleep problems, you know. You're up all night on your phone and, you know, you're not going to sleep, cutting the device. That can also affect how you sleep at night. Also, there's a condition called myopia, which is causes you to be farsighted, which is also a condition that can happen if you're on your technology or your device for too long. And then we can also talk about the mental health aspects, like
which is important.
People getting bullied online, on Facebook, on, you know, Instagram, whatever social media website they're on. And, you know, that can also take an effect and hit on the younger generation. As we've seen in the past, there's cases of suicide, people having depression. Mm-hmm. So it's really a global problem that really doesn't get enough light, which we should definitely, you know, focus on, because I feel like if we don't, then we'll start to hear more about these stories of us losing children or even grown adults because mm-hmm. of the pressures of being on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to elaborate on that also, with like the depression, you also have obesity within our youth, because I mean you have all these new gaming systems and mm-hmm. like our kids are either behind the TV with their PS5 yeah. or even like on a computer
right.
just for hours on end
yep.
after school. I mean, growing up for me it was kind of like drop your backpack and then just run right back outside until the streetlights came on, right? Yeah.
And I feel sorry to cut you off, but I just feel like that's the biggest problem now, is because kids are being advertised all these newer technologies that they're mm-hmm. losing that insight of going outside and play, and they just rather stay in and play on their devices, which is, like you said, can lead to obesity if they're not being active outside and just being in school.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how do you guys think that has affected the younger generation when it comes to school?
I feel like there's a lot of distractions, you know.
Okay.
Like for us, I can say growing up, you know, we were introduced to like minimal technology, but not to the point where it took over our lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays you see a lot of these kids, like by the age of 10 they're having an iPhone device and they're able to go online and, you know, do whatever they want, you know. So it's kind of scary because, you know, they have access to the internet right at their disposal. And I felt like as a kid, like, I didn't really get that privilege until, like, I was at least of age.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like nowadays, it's like, you see a baby, they're brought into this world. Like, by 1 year old, they already know how to operate an iPad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, like, that shows you right there how much we're being consumed by technology. If a baby can learn how to pick up an iPad before they can say a word. So, you know, it's very, very scary. And we need to have some type of control on it.
Yeah, I feel like we're just using the technology to become more lazy. And I feel like technology was to help us, you know, be faster mm-hmm. and things. But we're just, like, taking advantage of it. I feel like the generation is taking advantage of it and becoming right. more lazy.
Yeah.
And as far as, like, within school,
sure.
I feel like everybody is not putting in their best effort just right. because everything can just be looked up and everything can just be, you know, even by the top of your fingers, like, drafted. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to do anything. Like, you can just literally look up the answers, copy and paste, yeah. and boom, everything is done.
And let's talk about how you think it impacted us, you know, being the fact that we just got off of a pandemic and we were in almost 2 years of going to school online.
Mm-hmm.
And how that might have affected our motivations to get work done when we're not getting no supervision and we're just relying on technology to get us by. And
you know what I think is so crazy? Going through the pandemic, you know, it was just kind of like either you get with the program or you get left, you know,
right.
with school. Either you pass or you fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so technology in that aspect has definitely helped a lot of college students
right.
get to where they are now. You right. know, whether technology helped them or they really had the brains for it. I mean, right. you know, they're here.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, I kind of feel like technology, it really has evolved.
It has.
You know, from the time 2 years ago. Look mm-hmm. at technology from 2 years ago to now. You know, everything is online now. School.
Because just look at how we were operating while we were at home. You know, we were going through classes on Zoom
mm-hmm.
or, you know, and like that changed the whole game. Now, you know, most people, like, now when you come to school, you don't even see a full classroom because you might have half of the students that are online and then mm-hmm. you have half of the people that's showing up. So it just shows you, like, the divide and where we're moving as a whole, you know?
Yeah, I think, for me, I think I mentioned to you guys before, but I know it wasn't like this for a lot of people, but having to revert to just all virtual schooling during the pandemic, It honestly made me, just because of how hectic my schedule was, it made me a lot more productive with my time, and I was able to, you know, get things done in a timely manner, and I sometimes would even get ahead of schoolwork type of, you know, just sit behind a desk, which isn't something that I normally do, but because I had so much work and had a little bit more time, didn't have to commute to school, didn't have to commute to work, didn't have to commute for ROTC, you know, I was able to make better use of that time school-wise. So I think for myself, it honestly, it gave me a little bit more of stability with my time management and having like a set schedule for school. So that was for me, you know.
I mean, let's be honest, technology has really provided shortcuts and an easy way out to our everyday lives. You know, so I mean, is it really a problem that we become overly dependent on technology, or is it a bad thing?
Right. Especially like we mentioned before, how, you know, we're going to see an increase in how technology develops, like beginning from our like local grocery stores not allowing, you know, really that much like presence of people. Everything is going to be technology based. You go into the store, you pick out what you want, and you can purchase it right there and just leave out whatnot.
But look at how many jobs is taken away from people though, because of technology. I mean, who would have ever thought the 21st century, they're replacing people with technology, robots.
Just like literally the other day I was talking to this girl. She had a job at Amazon, but they actually fired her. Well, they didn't fire her. They let her go because they were moving to all virtual. And that was just that's crazy that you just brought up that, Adrian, because it was just like firsthand I was able to see that, you know, these jobs are really not going to be around for much longer, which is scary, because it's just like, what will we be doing? Like, I don't know if we ever seen that movie, like Wall-E, and then everybody was so obese and like in their little wheelchairs because nobody got out and did anything. Everybody just, you know, sat home on a computer. So
imagine if the world just, or social media just shut down for a couple of hours.
Oh no!
Imagine how people would go crazy.
Trust me.
I mean,
there's in the past, like I remember, like when Twitter would shut down for a few hours and people would freak out. Like, you would just see people making memes talking about, I don't know what to do in my life.
Right.
Honestly, I don't think this world could survive a whole day without social media.
You don't think it's
really that bad, you know? Because it's like, you got to think about it. You wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is grab your device.
Honestly, being honest.
I mean, we all got to be real. You checking your device to see if you missed any texts over the night. You checking your Instagram feed to see what your friends did. Like, and then by the time you look at the time, you probably spent like 30 minutes on your phone, you know? So you could just see, like, from that instance, how much we have a daily consumption of technology on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So how do you think that has impacted you personally with your college career?
It has impacted me in a sort of way where I can admit that I lost motivation.
Okay.
But I'm slowly starting to pick it back up because, you know, being the fact that we weren't in the presence of, in the classroom setting, there's no teacher there, like, it was really hard for me to program myself some days to get work done because I would just put it in the back burner and be like, I'll get it done tomorrow. You know, I was easily just building up a whole bunch of procrastination.
Okay.
And I was putting myself in a position where I was getting work late because I felt like I could rely on technology to help me get through those shortcuts.
For me, it was definitely like self-motivation.
Yeah.
You know, really having to tell myself, look, you got to lock in.
Yeah.
You know, you got some papers due. But for me, I'm kind of really good at managing my time and knowing how to put my phone down.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know I need to get this paper done. I know I have an assignment due. So for me, through my college journey, technology has really been good to me, you know, if I'm being honest. So I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Well, for me, technology has been the worst to me. Just because I am a huge procrastinator overall. So it's just like, even when we used in person, so it's just like, you put it on top of us being in pandemic and, you know, just giving us leeway to, like, turn in assignments when we can is just not good. I wouldn't say it would be good for me, and I don't know if it's just because of my senioritis, but...
Yeah. I agree with that, because I also have senioritis, so I'm dealing with that. You're not alone.
So, I don't know if it's because of my senioritis, or just the pandemic overall, or just, you know, technology. It's a struggle just to, you know, sometimes, you know, be like, dang, I gotta do this. Yeah. Now I have a due date. Yeah. I have to turn it in. Right. And I just feel like coming in, I was more focused because we didn't have this. So I'm just like wary about the people. I mean, well, the freshmen are coming in now. It's just like, will they ever, like, not only one, get the college experience,
but will they, like, be able to pertain the knowledge?
Yes, that's
the main thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that you bring that up because, so American Cornell University, they actually conducted a study amongst 9,000 grade students. And within that study, they showed that their IQ is significantly higher than those of previous generations. Mm-hmm. And I like to tie that into my personal experience because since I'm a little bit older than the rest of you guys, for me, it was kind of like a newsflash because, you know, like you said, we had to go from in-person to completely just virtual. Mm-hmm. And here I am trying to log into class, trying to learn how to, like, manage Zoom, trying to learn how to use, like, all this Google Drive and Google Scholar and all of these programs. Right. I was legit on TikTok trying to, you know how, you, like, those kids, they create, like, hacks. Oh, hacks, you know, you can use, you know, you can read this many pages in this many times and all this stuff. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I am legitimately... like way behind. There's so many products out there that you can use to your benefit, like you guys said, that I am completely unaware of, and here I am falling behind from all the college kids, and I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. So that was definitely like a wake-up call for me that I need to learn a little bit more about technology.
So. And I think it was a wake-up call for everybody, like we were just mentioning earlier, because of the pandemic, like, within that window frame, we had to really learn how to use technology to benefit us because, like, we weren't having that much human interaction because, you know, things were not open at the time. So we really had, like, we pretty much got pushed in the wildfire. It was like, here, use this technology and learn how to make it useful for yourself so it can benefit you in the long run. So I agree with what you said.
Yeah. Which really brings this conversation full circle for me. Because I really feel like technology is really at the top of things. Mm-hmm. You know, we really place technology at the top of our lives. You know, we really prioritize Instagram. We really prioritize Twitter. Like, how does this picture look? I want, you know, I want it to look a certain way. Let me delete it. I don't like how my hair look. Let me use these, you know, different apps, which is, again, technology to make the picture look how you want it to look. And, again, with school, you know, we can always use our phone to...
Be able to find
the answers, you know, again. So like Simone and Alu was saying, and Angelica, I feel like everybody, you know, brought a different take to this conversation when it comes to technology and definitely our own individual college careers and how technology has definitely impacted us.
Absolutely.
So I kind of feel like technology, I'm sorry, is just... going to continue to grow.
It's here to stay. I mean, it's only going to get more advanced, so it's up to our benefit to, you know, keep in track with everything that's coming out, because in a few years, like we all mentioned, like, we're going to be in a technology driven society where if you're not in it, you're just going to be behind and you're going to have to catch up.
That is scary.
Yeah, it is.
Scary, maybe exciting. I don't know. It's like a mix of emotions type of deal.
I just feel like we're using this to be... We should start using this tool to encourage students to be better. Like, you know how we have, like, a one day of the year to, like Earth Day or something like that? Mm-hmm. Why can't we just have one day where we just... cut off, like, everything. Like, everything, and we just have, like, a... nature day.
technology free day.
Live in the moment. For just one day.
Without having to record it for the whole world to see.
I agree. Because everybody posts everything they're doing from the time they wake up to the shoes they have on.
Yeah.
What is that doing for you?
It doesn't do anything.
You know, so that's what I mean by how technology has really took over a lot of people's lives because you want to look like somebody. You want to be somebody. Be yourself.
I agree.
You know, kind of everybody's not making billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, so you trying to flex and, you know, get shoes and all this, you know, let's stick within your range.
And sometimes that don't even be real.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
That's the whole kill about everything.
What's it say? Act, everything act is to your image. Pay grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your paycheck.
A lot of people. But I do thank you guys for listening to the podcast, the Gen Z podcast. Lastly, I would like to leave you with this. Have you heard of the Public Relations Society of America, aka PRESA? Well, Bowie State University has a PRESA chapter. Students interested in a public relations career join PRESA to learn more about the industry and practice the PR skills they learn in the classroom. They also develop and hone leadership skills. The skills they learn will help them in the future careers. Each year, Bowie State University PRESA hosts networking events where professionals in the PR field come out and speak to students. These professionals give students a better insight of the PR industry as well as information about internships, jobs, and other opportunities. If you would like to join PRESA, you can contact the faculty advisor, Dr. Daniels, at rdaniel@bowiestate.edu. Again, it's rdaniel@bowiestate.edu. I am Adrian Wallace.
I'm Simone Johnson.
And I'm Aliso.
And I'm Angelica Miles.
Have a good day.